Welcome to Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America. We explore the changing risk and resilience landscape and share insights into the challenges businesses face to help you meet tomorrow prepared. Today, we're recording live at RIMS Risk World in Chicago. I'm Justin Hicks, and with me today is a very special guest. He is the head of industry practice for U.S. Middle Market with Zurich North America, Mr. Stan Bernard.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Stan, it's great seeing you here. Now, is this your first time coming to RIMS Risk World?
Yes, in this role, in this capacity. I've been here once before wearing a different jersey, but I'm thrilled to be here today.
Glad you changed jerseys for us. That's good.
Yeah. So, no, it's exciting. A lot of energy, a lot of good conversations. And so really thrilled to be here.
Any first impressions that you care to share to this point?
Yeah, you know, so I've had a couple of meetings already, right? We've got a pretty full list of additional conversations that we're looking forward to having. And so first, I'd say there's a great level of optimism from a lot of our customers that we've been talking to so far. With that, there's also a lot of uncertainty, right? Just given what's going on from a economic and geopolitical perspective. So that's on a customer's minds.
Right.
And that translates into things like, you know, supply chain, alternative risk transfer, as well as what that means from a sort of a revenue growth and growth opportunity perspective. So that's what I'm hearing so far, but I'm looking forward to the next couple of days and hearing a little bit more.
Well, I'll say it's only halfway through day one at this point. So
a
lot to learn, right?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to ask you about middle market specifically. It's a growing business in Zurich, for Zurich North America. Can you tell me what's driving that growth from your perspective? Are we talking more about the number of customers, or is it more related to deepening those relationships with existing customers? How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, Justin, that's a great question. I think it's really a combination of a couple of things, right? First, when you think about the middle market sort of sector, you know, it represents about a third of private sector GWP. So it's a big industry, right? Just to start off with. If you look at over the past couple of years, it's actually been growing at about a 10 to 11% clip year over year. So there's a lot of opportunity. It's a healthy industry. It's growing at a double digit pace. And so if you overlay that with our own strategy, our strategy is to not only keep pace with that growth, but to increase our market share, right? And so we're seeing opportunities to really, you know, bring a holistic sort of solution to these customers. And that's really important to our middle market buyers and really bring that expertise to our industry practices strategy. So those two factors are really what's giving us a lot of confidence and a lot of optimism around the growth potential in the middle market.
Now, you mentioned the industry practice strategy. Middle market kind of goes to market a little bit differently than some of the other business units that we have within Zurich North America, like the U.S. national accounts, for instance. And with you being the head of industry practices, you know, what does that look like in practice? Why have we taken upon this method of focusing on certain industries? And which of those industries do you think may be evolving more rapidly than others?
Yeah, no. So when we think about the middle market space, it's a wide spectrum of companies, right? And so there's the, you know, the SME space, the middle market space, and then there's the upper middle market space as well. A lot of our customers and clients are here that are in the upper middle market space.
Sure.
A lot of them have risk managers. But if you look at the typical middle market buyer, they typically don't have a risk manager, right? It's usually the CEO, CFO, or treasurer making that risk management sort of buying decision. And so our brokers, as well as our customers, expect us to really be able to understand their businesses and be able to really customize solutions and really tailor it in a way that fits their business, right? And so not only does the broker look for that and they're aligned that way, they a lot of times have teams that are structured that way with industry specialization. So allows us to really face off with those teams in a thoughtful way. But the customer certainly demands that. And so that strategy allows us to really think about their risk management needs in a holistic way that allows us to really bring all of Zurich to that customer.
And I think we have, you know, there's maybe five or six different industries that we're really looking more closely into. I think technology is one.
Yeah.
Life sciences, right? There's a few
others. I think you want to join middle market? Now, I think you got those nailed down. Yeah, that's right. So we've got a lot of focus areas. Technology is one of them.
Right.
Life sciences is another. That's actually an industry practice that we just stood up and really feel bullish about our growth potential in that space. Financial institutions is another key growth area for us. Manufacturing is a growth area for us, as well as professional services, which is your white collar risk.
Yes.
And private equity, which is not really an industry practice, but it's a type of buyer. And that's an area of growth for us. And so, as you can imagine, there's a lot of change happening across those different industries and
absolutely
them a lot differently, or differently, I should say. And so we've got experts that are dedicated in those space where that's what they see all day, every day, right? So they're, when they're facing off with a broker, they weren't looking at a, you know, a different type of company the previous day, right? They were actually looking at that similar type of risk. So they're able to really benchmark what good looks like, as well as customize it depending upon the risk that they're looking at. So feel really good about our customization and specialization strategy. And when you think about the growth potential in those spaces, those are some of the fastest growing industries as well.
Well, it certainly seems like Zurich is just taking a tailored approach. I think you kind of mentioned that,
yep,
to addressing these customers' needs and having being in a space where we're able to do that, I think is really valuable. And I think it really may be a differentiator for us in the marketplace.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. And, you know, whether that's product, whether that's how you go to market, whether that's claims, whether that's risk engineering, our industry practices team is really, you know, invested in building that value prop that really transcends just the insurance buying experience, but really looks at it from a holistic, integrated way, right? And so that means the broad set of coverages that Zurich can bring to the table, you couple that with multinational, you can really, you know, provide something that's compelling and meaningful to customers in the upper middle market and, quite frankly, the entire middle market spectrum.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's great to hear all of the wonderful things that's happening in U.S. middle market for Zurich. Stan, appreciate your time today.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you all for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave us a review or a comment, anything of the sort. Let us know what you thought about the show, or you can drop us a note at media@zurichna.com. This is Future of Risk, presented by Zurich North America.